there. Good morning, everybody. I hope all this is working. Are we working here, Matt? Everything's on. Okay, welcome to a chilly early winter day here. We're in North Texas in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And wherever you are, hope you have a little time to chat with us. There's quite a few things to talk about this morning, starting with my trip over here to the radio station this morning. I am Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. We had a nice little ice storm, and it's still cold here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It is for a lot of you across the country out there, I guess. I want to talk about the weather, and I want to begin with the interesting trip over here and one of the issues that surrounds or is a major part of an event like this. And then we're going to get into the ice damage that we had through, quite a large portion of the south. Here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've had a lot of trees hurt and some destroyed. Some of them done. It's not a big deal because of what they were, but a lot of them I was a little surprised about. It could have been a lot worse. And if you go to Facebook, you'll see some pictures that we're starting to put on there, and listeners and readers are also starting to add. And if you've got some questions about how to do the pruning and that sort of thing, let's talk about it. The one big precaution is if you're thinking about pulling out your chainsaw or going and renting one and doing some of your own work, your own pruning work to some of the trees, there's some built-in dangers there, especially if the limbs are bent over and there's still tension, on the limbs that are bent over. They're very powerful when they release, and we'll talk about that in some detail as we go here. The best thing for you to do is hold off. And probably the best thing to do, absolutely the best thing to do if you can afford it, is to get a professional involved in those kinds of things. I did a little bit of cleanup yesterday, but not much. My place still has some pretty messy situations. Beginning with my trip over here this morning, though, I told Judy when I left that I was going to leave a little earlier than normal and hopefully make it without too much trouble. And it was okay. It was really okay on the roads. The state of Texas does one thing that works so beautifully and it's so simple. I think it's only part of what they do, but it's, I think, the most important thing they do, and that's sand. It's a concrete sand or a washed sand. It's kind of like sand that goes in a kid's play area, a sandbox or something, that kind of sand. But any coarse sand at all, the cheapest that you can get, just works beautifully because it sets up a grit on the sand. I need to do it to our front walkway, I discovered this morning. I'm lecturing everybody all the time. I didn't even do it myself on our own walkway. We had so many leaves and things like that the first couple of days it wasn't any problem at all because that gave enough texture. But When it partially melted and then refroze, that's when you get really dangerous conditions. That's when it really gets slick, and that's the situation in a couple of places here. Now, the second thing I ran into coming over here was a big slowdown, and I was like, uh-oh, must be a wreck up in front of me or something because it was becoming a parking lot on 183 driving toward where the old Texas Stadium used to be. The radio station is here in Irving. And it was really, really slowing down. And when I got to the overpass, I saw why it was. It was like driving over a gigantic ice waffle. there were it was like a big washing board, a gigantically coarse washing board. You had to drive 1 or 2 miles an hour or it would tear your car up. It looked like the ice had melted in splotches. I don't know what's the best way to describe it, almost a paisley pattern with depressions and then still high points, and it created just an unbelievably rough texture. And it was the only overpass that was one of the last major overpasses coming to the radio station, and I was scratching my head, why is this one different than the rest of them? I was looking out, and I could see a little bit of sand, but I wasn't seeing the amount of sand that I saw on the previous overpasses coming over, and then it dawned on me. The state, in some of the broadcasts, some of the news broadcasts, commented that they were using some chemical, they were using sand. I don't think they ever said the word salt, which I was delighted to hear. But it is kind of a salt. It's a magnesium chloride, I think, that they primarily use when they refer to a chemical. And it's one that seems to have the least amount of pollution after the thaw, and that sort of thing works pretty well. It apparently is fairly cost-effective. Nowhere near as cost-effective as the sand. But I think what that bridge was is where they used a lot of chemical. And that chemical created that waffle effect that was such a, you know, pretty dangerous kind of thing. If you had come into that at any speed at all, and people were driving 40, 50, even 60 miles an hour a lot of times out there because the roads, for the most part, away from the bridges were perfectly clear. And then you come up on that, if you're going pretty high rate of speed, it can be dangerous. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, look out for that. You may run into it in some other places as well. The second bad thing that I ran into was getting into the building here to do the show. Matt was parked sideways over on the side of the parking lot, and I figured I knew what was going on as I pulled in the parking lot. And making the turn in was the only place I slipped in the whole drive over. But once I was in the parking lot, it was absolutely no traction at all. I slid over to the side of the parking lot, and my car is currently against the curb. And as I got out of the car to walk to the building, which was interesting too, it slid over a little farther on its own. So it's going to be interesting getting in the car and getting home when we leave, because it's probably going to thaw up just a little bit and be even slicker than when we came in. Related to that is that the only ice treatment that management here did was to dump a bag of salt right at the door. After you slipped and slid, and it was very dangerous getting across the parking lot to the front door in an area. I took a picture of it. I'll put it at this next break. I'll put it up on Facebook so you can see it. There's a, obviously a, one bag of salt was open and dumped right at the door, which does absolutely no good except for being able to allow tracking of salt into the building. The other people that use salt, my own club where I play golf, salt all over the place there. It's almost like the people that I work with read and pay the least amount of attention to the things that I try to help with. Sand, lava sand, is all you need. Any kind of sand that you happen to have, if you have or can buy at the store, the playground sand sets up a grit, works beautifully. If you have fireplace ashes, it'll work beautifully. Anything that sets up a texture, you do not need salt. You do not need salt fertilizer, synthetic fertilizer. You do not need the fancy chemicals. All you need is sand. The third place, the third place was also something close to me. My post office. The first newsletter I ever wrote on this subject, and kind of chastised the people doing it, and this was probably the first time I did it, was 4 years ago. My post office there in the Lakewood area, salt, at least they did a little larger area, which is, I guess, a little better from a safety standpoint. From an environmental standpoint, it's worse because there's going to be more salt going into the groundwater and the storm system when the thaw occurs. So I don't know if anybody's got a clue how I can get people to start listening to some of the very simple things that we recommend. By all means, let me know. If you've had some experience, pro or con, related to that, and we'll talk about that, that's fine, too. One of the other common questions that came in was, can I go get a sprayer and go out and spray the plants that are frozen and bending over so they'll release and come back up? And no, it's not a good idea at all, especially if you use hot water. Any kind of water really would really do a lot more damage than good. If you use hot water, you probably damage the cells in the plant pretty significantly and have a lot of death to the young new growth and the tissue starting showing up the next season. Got a lot more to cover about this stuff, but give me a call. I'll talk to you. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
You already know how great All Natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Mature manure, black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Not drinking my tea yet, still drinking my coffee. I didn't want to be drinking coffee driving over this morning, so I'm having my coffee that I grind from my own organic beans and usually do that every day. And my tea is good. I'll tell you about it later. This hour is brought to you by the Texas Organic Research Center. That's our not-for-profit organization that collects data from research, both anecdotal and scientific research that's gone on in the past, and also does testing of various kinds of things in the natural organic world. You can see how that works if you go to the research part of dirtdoctor.com. And we're also brought to you by the Organic Club of America. It's the organization. It's the membership area of dirtdoctor.com. Tremendous amount of information and data for you on the public side. The free side doesn't cost a dime. But if you go into the members area, that does cost a little bit. More information, you get things a little sooner, for one thing. And then we, because of the volume of the questions that we get, the members get first shot at all that stuff. There are some gifts for joining up and some opportunities for some even larger prizes. And you can check all that out on that green button that's right there on the left-hand side of dirtdoctor.com, the Organic Club of America. One of the things that you get is the organic manual when you join. Seed are available still from the my plantings of the inland sea oats and a bunch of other things. A lot of the sponsors are giving us some things that have become part of all that, so check it out. The organic manual is one of my 15 books. If you have questions about my books, you can see all of them right at the top of Facebook. We did a newsletter on it. And by the way, the newsletter is another thing, another source of information for you. And it's free. And every week comes to you via email. All you have to do is give us your email address, say you want it, or go to the website, the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, and fill out the little form that's right there on the homepage. I've got the shot now of the salt treatment at the front door. There's also two little birds that are in the corner, and I was going to send a shot of that to our friend Tony Manasseri, and I'll try to, if I can figure out how to do it, put it on the in the chat rooms of our forums and see if any of the bird experts can give me some advice. It's two appear to be young birds of some kind that may be some kind of little raptors. I can't tell for sure because they were huddled up right in the corner and they had obviously been there for a while. And I don't know whether to try to mess with them and help them or not. So I need to get some advice from some of our bird people. Okay, back to the, let's see, where did I need to go next? Oh, let me finish talking about pruning dangers. That's, don't take that lightly. When you have a big limb, and it's there's a lot of this out there, the limbs have bent over on shrubs and trees, and in some cases, they haven't cracked and split and broken off. They're just still bent over real badly. In some cases, they have started to split and break. Both of those situations are extremely dangerous. Two things can happen if you go in there and try to cut those. If it's frozen to the ground, it might not happen, but you don't know. There's a whole lot of tension there, and when you cut it, there's two bad things that can happen. One is that the trunk part of it, well, either side of it, that's being held down with a lot of tension, once it's cut and released, it's going to spring up with a tremendous amount of power. And if you're in the way of it, it can really hurt you. The other thing is that it can knock the chainsaw into your face. So it's something that you do not want to even get close to fooling around with. You want the pros to come in and help you with any of those kind of situations. If there's big limbs hanging, there's a little bit of the same issue. And I've made the mistake myself, cutting something that's hanging. It releases and falls sometimes in a direction you weren't planning. And if you're not a pro or have not done it in a long time yourself, you may not understand all that, and you have a big old limb fall on you. So a lot of issues. The best thing to do, unless you just absolutely have to do it to get the car out or get in the house or safety issue or something, do as little as you have to right now, and then let's get all the cleaning done after things have thawed out, and the pressure a lot of cases will not be quite as bad on the tension on those kind of limbs and everything. But if you look around, you'll see what I'm talking about. The trees that were hurt the worst were in our Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I traveled around quite a bit to look at it, were red oaks, because they still had their foliage on them. Sometimes they hadn't even gotten to full fall color yet, so they were still well attached. And then second, the evergreen trees, from live oaks, red cedar. My big bay tree is splayed wide open, and it's going to be damaged from it. Doesn't look like there's any breakage in it, but it's splayed open badly. Cherry laurels, a lot of times, were just smashed to smithereens. Wax myrtles. Lots of yaupons, lots of evergreen plants, and people are starting to send me, which is fine, emails and questions saying, will my tree be all right? In most cases, the tree, whether it's an ornamental tree or a shade tree, will live, but it may be so badly damaged that you may or may not want to try to save it. In most cases, if it was an important tree, I would try to. But one of the shots that I've already got on Facebook shows a red oak that was just a beautiful symmetrical red oak about two blocks from my office that was just basically destroyed, just smashed right down the middle, and it was healthy as it can be. We'll talk about this a little more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Icy conditions expected to last through the rest of the weekend from Texas to Tennessee, and officials warn that a major ice storm is possible in Virginia's Appalachian region, same powerful storm that's blasted much of the country this past week. The death of Nelson Mandela is expected to be the all-consuming event in South Africa this week. Memorials and prayers today. They'll continue on with ceremonies throughout the week and a giant funeral on Friday. The United Nations is complaining today about Afghanistan's record on women's rights. A new report says Afghan authorities have been slow in enforcing a law that protects women against forced marriages, amongst other things. And Iran's president continues to defend the temporary nuclear deal with six world powers. Hassan Rouhani says last month's deal has already boosted his country's economy. This is SRN News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 77reverse.com. People who have followed this plan at 77reverse.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 77reverse.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 77reverse.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 77reverse.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video yourself at 77reverse.com. Watch for free at 77reverse.com. Get back the quality of life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 77reverse.com.
Indiana Pacers are getting a lot of talk these days, and it is all good. They improved their best record with a win in San Antonio over the Spurs in NBA action last night. Pacers guard Paul George says Indiana is a handful on both ends of the floor.
We were just disciplined. You know, we're just as good as them, you know, if not better, at protecting the paint, you know, with straight ups and the legal way, I guess. But that's what we preach, is to guard without fouling.
Spurs forward Tim Duncan says that the Pacers were much the better team.
We went cold, and they ate it up, got that little lead in there, and we just couldn't recover. We'll give them credit. Very good defensive ball club, obviously. Offensively, they got it going for a while there, and we just couldn't keep up.
And so with that, the Indiana Pacers getting off to their best start ever, and now a league best 18-2 as the Pacers keep on cruising in the Eastern Conference. This is SRN Sports. The Fighting Irish are heading to New York. Notre Dame has accepted an invitation to play in the Pinstripe Bowl on December the 28th. This will be the fourth straight bowl appearance for the 8-4 Irish. They'll play a team from the American Athletic Conference opponent. Some big games coming up in today's NFL action, and many of them have some playoff implications. As we look at some of those games, Indianapolis and Cincinnati, both teams leading their divisions but trying to improve their seeding. The Atlanta-Green Bay game coming up today as Falcons are clearly out of it, but the Packers have something to play for to try to earn that sixth spot in the NFL playoff picture in the NFC. Detroit and Philadelphia playing today. Both have 7-5 records in leader divisions. Miami and Pittsburgh is a game that they're trying to squeak in a wild card position. Seattle and San Francisco, always a big matchup between those two teams for playoff seeding. And Carolina and New Orleans. With SRN Sports, I'm Gordon Griffin.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and a couple of things. Happy birthday. She may still be asleep this morning, but happy birthday to my daughter and announcer, Logan. She was 28 years old yesterday, Pearl Harbor Day. So we had a good meal last evening. She was going out last night. I hope everybody was very, very careful. I want to tell you real quick, and then Roger, hang on, we'll get to you. You've been holding long enough, and then I'll get back to my stuff. The SPCA dog of the week, first of all, Joy from last week was adopted. Tito was adopted before that. However, Monopoly is still waiting for adoption. You can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and see these wonderful pets. Mixed breeds for the most part, and got one left there to help. So go check that out, and check out this week's dog, really cute pup, Pooch, Lucky, 4-year-old Pooch, male, 14-year-old Chihuahua mix, 17 pounds, is just a little bit smaller than our Tater, so it's not a bad size at all. This little cutie came to us missing his left eye due to a past trauma. It hadn't slowed him down a bit, though. He can run and play and cuddle with the best of them. Love skipping around in the dog parks, chomping on the squeaky toys, and dancing for treats. Good-looking dog. Good Samaritans found him wandering around in the neighborhood, and they didn't find they did find his previous owner. Lucky is okay with kids. He can be a little particular with canine friends, so if you're considering adopting him and have another dog, they get to meet. You can take your dog down to meet Lucky. But he looks like a good one. Check Lucky out on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Let's help Roger and Forney for a bit here. Roger, what's up?
Yes, hello. I've got a raised bed garden, and I have a compost pile, and both of them are full of fire ants, and I'd like to get rid of them.
Okay.
How do I do that?
Well, give me a little history. Is it a new or an old compost pile?
I just moved in there. The compost pile is new, and so is the garden. I haven't planted anything in it yet. I've just been filling up the raised bed, and so I noticed that it's become infested with fire ants.
Okay, so they were there before you got there, probably.
Oh yeah, they're all over that area.
Okay,
out there.
Well, the kind of three-step thing here. I would do first thing I would do, and it's a good time to do it. You can do it as the ice melts, and it'd be perfect timing, really. Put out dry molasses that you can get from feed stores, farm stores, garden centers that sell organic products, and most of them around here do.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, just like you would any organic fertilizer. And in a lot of cases, that will run them off that alone. If they're really concentrated in the compost pile, though, in the beds, I would either get one of the commercial Garrett juice mixtures, or make it yourself. The formula is under guides on the homepage of our website, dirtdoctor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And into a gallon of Garrett juice that's ready to use, ready to spray or to drench, you add 2 ounces of orange oil. And the orange oil will be available at the same stores that sell the molasses and other products. If you drench that right in either a fire ant mound or a concentration of it, it doesn't repel them, it kills them.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you've got a whole bunch of them, that's the thing you do. You drench in there real strong, and it kills those. It also gives them a warning about hanging around there, and they'll tend to take off. The third tool in the arsenal, if you have to use it, is called spinosad. Or spinosad,
mm-hmm.
It's S-P-I-N, spinosad, O-S-A-D, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad. It is dangerous to bees, but they're not going to be flying around too much right now, so putting it out dry or liquid product, drenching it in the problem areas. Use that if you have to. You may not need to do it.
Is that compatible with vegetables?
Yes, it's an organic product and non-toxic as it can be. In fact, one of the flea treatments that I recommend for dogs is a product called Comfortis, which is spinosad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only negative about it is that it has a little bit of it confuses honeybees. It does something that's not all that great to honeybees, so we don't want to be spraying it around all over the place. But it is basically a totally acceptable organic product. Don't use it, though, unless you have to. Those first two things I recommended usually will take care of business.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try that then. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Okay, back to trees. And by the way, call in on any of this stuff. You can get a better answer from me if you send an email. You can go into the forums of dirtdoctor.com and send you can figure out how to do it. It'll be easier to do in the not-too-distant future, by the way. Right now, the easiest place to send me photographs is on our Facebook, which is Howard Garrett, Dirt Doctor, or Dirt Doctor Howard Garrett. Either one of those terms will get you there, and you can send it to me there. But in general, I think that the best thing to do, once you do start pruning, or if you hire a company to come over and start doing the work, which I'm sure a lot of you are already doing, have them cut the broken away. You don't want to be treating the wounds. Just leave them open. At the very most, splash the wounds with hydrogen peroxide and use the sick tree treatment. But I wouldn't put black pruning paint or anything like that on the cuts. If the limb has just completely broken off the tree, clean up the rough, jaggedy edges and don't cut any farther into the living tissue of the plant. In other words, don't hurt it any more than it's already been hurt. And as much as you possibly can, work with tree care companies that will grind the material up and leave it for you, because that ground up native mulch like that's the best mulch that there is. There's just no question about it. The other tree besides red oaks and live oak, well, evergreens in general, that was hurt around our area, and I'm sure it's the case in a lot of the South here, and maybe the North too, is some of the Bradford pears have been just completely destroyed. Bradford pears have a built-in problem in that their branching structure is very, very upright, and the branching between those major limbs is real tight Vs. Well, you'll see as you drive around and see the destruction, see the damage to Bradford pears, what the problem is, because when limbs are ripped away, you'll see that there's white tissue on the bottom of where it's ripped away, and then on the top part of where it's ripped away, it's black. And what that means is it wasn't connected. It was just included. It was just jammed together, so it has no strength at all. And that's the fatal flaw of the Bradford pears. Wind will do it as they get some age, but the ice really destroys them. If you have Bradford pears that have had quite a bit of damage, I would recommend the pruning cut be made flush with the ground and you get rid of the plant and don't plant anymore. If you want a flowering plant instead of Bradford pear, there's a bunch of choices, but one of the first ones is called calorie pear. This one is the mother of the Bradford pear. It is the species plant that the hybrids were bred from, and it's a much better tree. It has thorns, I guess, is why most people neglect to think it is a good choice, but the overall growth and character of the calorie pear, C-A-L-L-E-R-Y, I believe, the overall limb structure of it is open. It's not those tight Vs. It's a very graceful tree, much more so than the Bradford pear. Still has the white flowers in the spring. Still has a red fall color. In fact, it has better fall color. And it has, you know, ornamental fruit. It's not going to have real pears. It has those little rock-hard pears. In other words, same as the ornamental trees. But it would have far, far less, has had far, far less ice damage and is a good choice. Another one is Mexican plum. It's a good native plant. I have white flowering peach in three locations, and it's damaged some. It's going to have the damage where it's bent over real badly and may have some permanent damage because it still had bright green leaves on it. It hadn't even started to show its fall color. And that's what's so crazy about this event that we've had. We had a lot of plants that hadn't even, here in the South, hadn't even gone into full dormancy yet and still had lots and lots of leaves on the plant. What happens when that plant is bent over like that, besides creating a potential dangerous thing for you to be pruning on, like I was talking about, when that limb is bent over in a dramatic way, the tissue on the top part of the bend is stretched out and really damaged quite a bit. You won't necessarily be able to see it, but it pulls the tissue on the top. And it also, on the underneath side of the bend, there's compression damage to the cellular structure and the tissue there. And if it is bad enough a bend, or if it stays there long enough, and I don't know what long enough is, it varies probably from tree to tree and how badly it's bent and how big the limb is and all that kind of thing. But it can set up permanent damage. Even if it lives, And even if it straightens up a little bit, which it probably won't too much, but if it does and you think, well, it looks okay, I'm going to let it go, it will probably have very slow growth because the vascular system has been hurt in it so badly by the bend. I'll probably have to do that to the white flowering peaches that we have to some degree. My bay tree, for sure, it's bent into a great big giant V. I'll probably put a picture on Facebook today. And if you're thinking, well, you know, what could we have done to prevent all this? And I actually saw a few people as I drove around who had put heaters and fans and smoke pots and various things under trees. It really doesn't do any good on this ice damage because when it's raining, this freezing ice, it's not going to be melted enough by the heat that you're trying to do to keep it from building up the weight on the tree. So it would have been a waste of time to try to do any of that stuff. It's very frustrating. When I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning hearing the first big limb break and I didn't know where it was, I assumed it was on my own property. And it turned out that it was. It wasn't one that was too damaging. But I just, you know, I got up and couldn't go back to sleep after that because I knew that some mess was about to follow. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics use various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro, and Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Order today and receive their special offer or buy one, get one free. Call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. Order today. Buy one, get one free. That's 877-655-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit Revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we'll catch up on the phone calls right quick and then work in a few more things as we go here. But David is next in Corsicana. Hi, David.
How you doing?
Doing fine.
You said you had some birds huddled in the corner over there?
Yeah, right outside the front door of the station here.
Well, I used to have my falconry permit and practice falconry back in the 20 years ago. As far as, you know, contacting wildlife rescue or something, that might be your best bet if you wanted to go ahead and try to get them in a box. You know, if you put some pictures on there, I could tell a little more what they are.
They're on there right now. I just put it up on Facebook, David, so take a look at it. I can't quite tell what they are myself. They're brown and have a little bit of dark striations in their feathers. It may be some kind of a small raptor, young raptor, but I can't tell for sure. Take a look at them, and if you see anything more, get back with me.
Okay. Well, let me do that, and I'll call you back here, and you know, basically, you know, get you some leather gloves if you're wanting to, you know, try to put them in a box or something, and then put them in a, you know, warm room or just, you know, room temperature room in the dark. And
okay.
Try to keep them in the dark, and that keeps the stress down. But I'll take a look at the pictures, and I can get a little more idea of what you got there anyway.
Okay, thanks.
Appreciate
that call. That's good stuff. John in Dallas next up. Hey, John.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
Doing fair.
All right, good. Well, we're still no electricity. Last time I was at my house, it was 44 degrees in there, so we're...
Oh, man. Where are you in Dallas?
We're over in Lockwood.
Okay.
So east of White Rock Lake.
We were out at the office, which is just on the west side of the Lakewood shopping area, but our house, it blinked off one time and that first night and then came back on, so we didn't lose it. I'm sorry about that. There's a lot of my friends that have been calling and listeners and readers and everything saying the same thing.
Yeah, that's one of those things you wish, I mean, trimming trees you wish Encore would do a little more, because that's all it is trees on power lines. But
a lot of it is, that's right.
Anyway, I was going to call you about my red oak. I've got a huge, probably 80-year-old red oak that is in the, it's kind of the showpiece of the front yard, you know, and then I've got two smaller but still pretty large red oaks in the along the, I don't know what you call that, between the sidewalk and the street.
Parkway.
The parkway, okay, so. The interesting thing is that the big red oak is on the slope down to the street, and that's the one that lost all the limbs. I mean, I probably had 20 four-inch branches come down and got them cleaned up and everything. But and, of course, one had to hit my roof and take out the eaves and all that.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yeah, but I, my question is kind of like, how come I didn't lose any branches on the two red oaks on the parkway, but I did lose so many from that one tree? And then I wanted to know if it has anything to do. I almost called you last week asking why this thing hadn't dropped any acorns, but you answered the question saying that was probably drought stress, and I'm wondering if there's some connection there.
Well, I can give you some thoughts on that. In fact, I think about it and talk with other arborist buddies of mine about it all the time. When the street right around the corner from my house, for example, I was talking with two owners of the, you know, the more the day after the all the breakage and everything. They have two gigantic red oaks, and they had a lot of damage. Beautiful red oaks. They've been maintained organically because the owner is the assistant of the fellow that owns Lambert Landscape Company, so they know how to take care of trees. I've actually done a video on these trees showing people how to take the ivy off. If you've ever seen my video about removing ivy and removing stuff off the flare, these two big red oaks were those, healthy as they could possibly be. And they had quite a bit of damage in the middle of the tree. Right down the street, there's some more great big red oaks that didn't have hardly a leaf knocked out of them. So a lot of it, you just scratch your head and you have to say, well, it was just, you know, the situation was a little different how the freezing rain blew in there. But here's one thing that I have seen that's fairly consistent and maybe a real key to this thing. The limbs that tended to break on red oaks, not so much on live oaks, but on red oaks, and I also saw it on other kind of brittle wood trees like a silver maple or some of the ash trees, things like that. The limbs that are growing straight up in the air rather than out at a pretty good angle were the ones that were the most damaged.
Interesting.
And my theory is on it, right or wrong, is that when a limb is growing out at an angle, you may have noticed the ones that are growing real horizontally and low, and maybe the ice even pushed them down to the ground. When the ice goes away, they'll just pop right back up and be fine. They are the strongest limbs on the tree because they've been having to hold themselves up for a long time. The ones that are 45-degree angle are probably next in line. The weakest ones are probably the ones growing straight up. And even though you want to encourage that, to encourage the overall you know, shape and character of the tree, when they load up with ice and start bending over, you know, they may be the weakest ones in the tree.
Wow.
And that's the only tip I can give you as a possibility.
Well, I need to feed it more water. And also, one more tip, tell people to be careful under those trees with broken branches, because I had one almost fall and get me.
Very dangerous. If they're 2 inches or bigger than that, they can hurt you a lot. That's a really good tip. I should have brought it up myself.
All right, thanks, Howard.
Okay, John, good luck with everything. All right, people, we can talk more about trees, and I plan to in the second hour, or anything you'd like to discuss. We'll get to the people that are on hold as quickly as we can. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.